a place for keeping corn? Where would you keep
corn? A crib. Huh? So a crib's what we called it now.
Uh-huh. Was that part of the barn or was it?
Yeah, that was part of the barn. That was the room.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was.
Did you ever hear of a place for storing grain?
Yeah. But right now I can't think.
Did you ever hear of a granary or a granary? Or did they have those around here?
What's that now?
Granary or granary? I think it that may be up further north.
I guess it is, because I really don't know that one now.
What different animals did you have?
Possums, coons, Manx.
Well, the animals that you wanted to have, though.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You ain't talking about the wild animals. You're talking about the tame animals.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, the cats, dogs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about the animals that you'd milk?
Goats.
And the bigger animals?
Oh, that was a cow. Your cows and your goats, you could milk the goats, and you could milk the cows.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And your horses, you know,
uh-huh.
That's your animals, you know. Cows, horses, goats, sheep, dog, like that.
Uh-huh.
That was your animals.
Where
hogs.
Uh-huh. Where would you keep the cows?
In your barn.
Mm-hmm. Any other places for
stables.
Cows? Huh?
Stable, we put them in a stable.
Was that part of the barn? Or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You had your horse stables and your cow stables.
Mm-hmm. What about the place where you let the animals graze? Turn
them out. Pasture.
Uh-huh. And did you ever see a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk around?
That was what we called a lot.
Uh-huh. What about a fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could leave the cows overnight for milking?
I've never been a dairyman. I ain't never been a dairyman. But it was a... It wasn't the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't...
I was saying something about milk gap or cow pen.
Cow pen, now that's right. Now you got it. I couldn't face it. That was a cow pen.
Uh-huh.
Now that's right. You got it now.
What about a large commercial farm where they have a lot of cows? You call that place a...
Dairies.
Uh-huh. And a place where you keep hogs would be a...
Hog pen.
Mm-hmm. What about chickens? Where would you keep them?
Well, I tell you the truth, people used to turn the chicken, they raised them out in the woods and in the yard and everywhere else, but then they had a house. Some of them had a chicken house for them to roost in. Some of them roosted up in trees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the way I've always seen it.
What about for the mother hen and the little...
Oh! Them was cubs.
Uh-huh.
Them was chicken cubs.
What did they look like?
Well, there's different kinds. You can take them old boards and make one and put them in.
Mm-hmm.
And cover it with boards and cracks there. With them was the old-fashioned ones. But then you can, my dad would take lumber, you know, and build up the little cubs, you know, where it wouldn't rain in there, where they wouldn't get wet.
Pointed up at the top?
Yeah, then that was the cubs, you know, where it'd make them little cubs now. He'd make that, and the water would run off, and he'd fix them that way. But now the old-fashioned, they take old pickets or boards or anything, and they just build a pen and put them in.
Mm-hmm. Say if you want to make a hen start laying, what could you put in her nest to fool her?
Nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
Put some straw in there,
uh-huh.
And then put a nest egg in there.
And... Say if you had a real good set of dishes nowadays, your dishes would be made out of
clay. They was made out of clay then.
What about now?